Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. As we continue spending time with God, we're in the devotional journal, A Walk This Way, Finding Your Path in Christ. Just a few more days left in this journal before we move on to another topic. Still figuring out with God what that'll be next. But today's topic in this journal is Walk an Unhindered Path. We read in the Bible that God prepares a way for us, a way of faithfulness that keeps us from stumbling, that keeps us from being hindered in our walk. The Apostle Paul writes in a similar fashion in the New Testament and talks about throwing off everything that entangled us to run an unhindered race. You see, I don't know about you, but there's times where things in life weigh us down. And to carry something that we're not designed to carry, to add extra weight to our life. If you watch any major sporting event where running is involved, and running is the primary activity, Olympic races, marathons, it's interesting how through the years and generations and society kind of went from one method of dressing or not in ancient times to being more clothed to returning to as little clothing as possible. Doing everything they can to be unhindered, to not be weighed down. I wonder what would happen if, as Christ followers, we would take a similar approach to walking this path with Christ. Oh, not an approach of taking our clothes off or wearing as little as possible, but of examining the things that hinder our walk, the things that slow us down in our faithfulness, that keep us from being the person that Jesus created us to be. And as we fully examine that, what would happen if we begin to throw off everything that entangles us, the sin that so easily entangles us? So many times we like to look at others and point fingers and identify the sin that they may have. And yet we fail to recognize that our walk with Christ is sometimes hindered because we harbor sin in our life. And we do a pretty good job of trying to rank sin according to what's really bad and what's somewhat acceptable. God doesn't have that type of ranking system. He says it all separates us from Him. It all causes a problem in our relationship with Him and with one another. And as we live life in Christ, God says it's time to walk an unhindered path, to follow His path where the hindrances have been removed. We talked about that earlier, about the path being leveled, being smoothed out, of being made to our benefit. Oh, not that it doesn't have its hills and its valleys, its ups and its downs, but the things that would cause us to stumble as we walk with Christ have been taken out of the way. if we stay on that path with Him. Sometimes when I'm out hiking in places and the trail is either sometimes clearly marked, but often a little vague at places, and especially in remote areas where people consistently go off trail to see something that can't be viewed from the trail itself. And the more people do that, the more that it looks like the trail goes in a different direction than what it does. And no matter how well they keep the trail, no matter how smooth they make it, once you're off trail, you have to pay a lot more attention. The things that you could trip over, stumble over, the things that could be dangerous are not clearly marked because they're not expecting people to be there. There typically are signs at the beginning to stay on the marked trails. And obviously one of the reasons of that is to protect the natural environment. But the other reason is to protect you, protect those who are walking that path, to keep you on a known path, a path that they've built, a path that they've inspected, a path that they've done what they can to clear obstacles from. And many times in our walk with God, we follow the path that God has laid out through His Word until we see a path that somebody else has taken that looks intriguing, that entices us to see what's out there. And we get there and we stumble, we fall, we give in to a temptation that we thought we had mastered. And we look back and we realize that we're not on the path that God had marked out. We're on a path that some other person has decided was good enough. And often that other person is us. You see, walking this unhindered path says, I'm not the one that's creating the path. I'm not the one that's blazing the trail. I'm following a path that God has laid out in His Word through His Spirit, that He communicates daily. He communicates constantly, each minute, each hour, each second that we live, if we're listening, if we're spending time in His Word, if we're embracing His path. It's not a boring path. It's not a path without its challenges. But it's a path designed to keep us safe in His presence. A path that's designed to get us to the place that we've set out for, and that's heaven, eternity with God Himself. Today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to ask God to help you examine fully and accurately what things cause you to stumble. To examine what weight you're carrying that you don't have to carry, that you weren't even built or designed or called to carry. God says that we can cast our cares, our burdens, our weight upon Him, because He cares for us. And yes, we're commanded and called to bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ, the law of love. But the good news is we don't have to bear even one another's burdens alone, let alone our own. We do it through the strength and power that Christ has given us with His Spirit dwelling within us. as you live life today, will you live life on an unhindered path? Will you look for in your life for greed, for lust, for envy, for anger, for hatred? For things that God says should not be and must be removed because they're hindering what you could be. They're hindering who you could be. You see, we have an opportunity in a very dark world to be a very bright light. And yes, there will be those whose eyes are sensitive, so to speak, whose life is, well, pained by the bright light because they've become so accustomed to the darkness. I always think of Moses in the tent of meeting where he would go and meet with God. And meeting in the presence of God would give his being, his face, and such a glow that the people were afraid to look upon it. And Moses would come out veiled, not only because the people were afraid to look on it, but because it wouldn't last. And it was out of honor to God that people would not see God's glory fading from him. I wonder how long it takes for God's glory to fade from us. You see, we have a great advantage that Moses was lacking. Moses would meet with God in this tent of meeting, in this place where God would settle his presence upon. And when Moses left that tent of meeting, the physical presence of God was still there. God says we can meet with him anywhere, everywhere, anytime, all the time. And yet, how often when we have this ability to meet with God, to allow his glory to shine through us, do we settle for doing that in a certain place, a certain time, to the extent that his glory fades from us because we've not spent time with him? For some, there's this feeling that they meet with God on a Sunday morning in a church building somewhere. And by midweek, his glory has kind of faded because they've failed to meet with him throughout each day. You see, walking this unhindered path says, I'm walking a path that God has made smooth for me. I'm walking a path that has allowed God to remove the hindrances because I've asked him to help identify them in my life. And as we pray today, may the glory of God shine in you and through you so that his light can shine on your path and shine on the path of those who are around you, so that they too could walk this unhindered path. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you. Thank you so much for your great, immense love. That your presence dwells within us. That you've given us your spirit to live in us. That your glory can shine in us and through us. And it can be refreshed anytime, all the time. That we don't have to worry about your glory fading unless we allow that to happen. Father, as we walk today, may we walk that unhindered path. May you help us to examine the things that have easily entangled us. The things that hold us back, that weigh us down, that have become burdens in our life. And not the burdens that we're called to bear for one another, but the burdens of sin, the burdens of worry, the burdens that aren't ours to carry. And yet somehow, somewhere along the line, we've picked them up and someone has convinced us, maybe even ourselves have convinced us to carry them. And so as you help us to examine those things in our life that hinder us in our faithfulness, give us the courage to set them down, to hand them over to you, or to simply throw them away if they're the useless burdens that we often pick up. And may our journey in the struggles that we have become lighter and easier. Not because the circumstances have changed, but because we're unhindered. We're relying more fully each day on you. Fathers, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, in our communities, that we would live as examples, that we would not burden them with things that you've not called them to carry, that we would be very careful about how we live life, how we represent you. I think of the religious leaders and the condemnation they received from Jesus for creating burdens on the people that made a relationship with God so much more difficult than you designed it to be. Father, may we not do that for our children. May we continue to teach truth of your word and in obedience to the things that you've commanded, but in a way that they can walk that path unhindered, that they can walk it in faithfulness, that they know how to do that because they see us doing it. They hear us talking about it. They know that it's possible. Father, as we live life today, may our unhindered walk be so pleasant that others notice that the weight of the world that everyone seems to be being crushed under is no longer on our shoulders. May the lightness of our step, the joy that we walk this path with, provide such light and hope that others desire it. May we make the most of those opportunities to share about the hope that we have in Christ. God, empower us through your Spirit to be loving and compassionate. To walk in a way that is unhindered, that does not drag our baggage of sin behind us or carry it on our shoulders or have it anywhere near us. Father, as we walk that unhindered path today, may we lift up Jesus clearly in all the things we say, all the things we do, the things we post and share. Father, may the hindrances that we create through our social media postings and shares and likes and responses be removed. May you convict us of the way we use our words, the way we use our social media accounts. May we think and think again and pray and ask you and live with such wisdom that we do not become a hindrance to others. And Father, may those things that others post not be a hindrance to us as we look to you for real truth and real guidance on who we are and how we ought to live. And as we do that today, Father, may we lift up Jesus in everything so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray again, and as I do each day, that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.